AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials in South Carolina have closed two major interstate bridges over the Broad River in the state capital of Columbia. Residents of the city are being told to boil their water before drinking it, a consequence of the heavy rain that has been battering the state. In Lexington, Mayor Steve McDougall says flooding will become more severe because of dams that have been breached.
We had three major dams break up 12 Mile Creek, so there is a tremendous amount of water coming down 12 Mile Creek. Please adhere to the advisory.
Authorities say a worker with the South Carolina Department of Transportation was working along a flooded road is missing. Emergency services have been placed on alert, and officials in Bermuda are reporting scattered power outages as Hurricane Joaquin lashes the island with winds and pelting rain. Forecaster Todd Kimberlane with the National Hurricane Center says Bermuda will experience at least strong tropical storm force winds through the night.
It does look like they're going to be experiencing an extended period of time of tropical storm force winds, but as the center passes north of the island tonight, it looks like the worst will be over.
A Coast Guard official says two Coast Guard cutters will search through the night for any sign of the El Faro, a missing U.S. cargo ship with 33 people on board in the southeastern Bahamas. Planes and helicopters taking part in the search will return to bases for the night. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is promising a full and transparent investigation into whether a U.S. aircraft providing air support for American and Afghan Special Operations Forces in Afghanistan was responsible for explosions that destroyed a hospital and killed 22 people. Traveling with reporters, he said he wanted to commend the group Doctors Without Borders. Carter tells reporters that the situation is confused and complicated. This is AP Radio News. In Guatemala, the sound of heavy machinery removing dirt while searching for mudslide victims in an area outside Guatemala City. Local resident Sonia Ramos says she's thanking God all her family is alive and well, but says her neighbors likely didn't survive. Hope is fading for finding more survivors of the mudslide that killed at least 114 people. Rescuers today pulled more corpses from the mound created when a hillside collapsed and covered about 4 acres with mud and dirt as deep as 15 yards.
I got to figure out a way to grow.
Actor Matt Damon stars in The Martian, the top movie at the box office this weekend. The Ridley Scott 3D epic is about an astronaut left for dead on Mars. Hotel Transylvania 2 is in second place. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.